This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments of the government to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. He also reviewed the planning and preparation by ministries to deal with the current situation. A range of issues were discussed during the meeting. The ministries were also advised to maintain close coordination with state authorities and ground-level institutions. The Prime Minister called for continued alertness, institutional synergy and clear communication as the nation navigates a sensitive period. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to national security, operational preparedness and citizen safety. Leaders of all political parties today hailed the valor of the Indian Armed Force for their retaliatory action against terrorism and extended their support in one voice during an all-party meeting on Operation Sindoor. The meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at Parliament House in New Delhi was attended by leaders from over a dozen parties. During the meeting, Mr. Singh briefed them about operation where India struck at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir. 13 civilians have lost their lives and 59 others were injured in heavy cross-border shelling by Pakistan in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said the casualties have occurred in Poonch. The escalation came hours after Indian armed forces launched precision strikes on 9 terror bases in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi. The meeting came a day after India struck at terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Yesterday, Mr. Doval had reached out to his several counterparts across the globe on actions taken against terrorist infrastructure in retaliation to Pahalgam terror attack. He had asserted that India has no intent to escalate the situation, but it is well prepared to retaliate resolutely if Pakistan decides to escalate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the Pahalgam terror attack compelled India to respond by striking at the cross-border terrorist infrastructure. He said India's response was targeted and measured and it is not the intention to escalate the situation. Dr. Jaishankar said, however, if there are military attacks on India, there should be no doubt that it will be met with a very firm response. The External Affairs Minister said this while co-chairing the India-Iran 20th Joint Commission meeting along with his Iranian counterpart Dr. Sayed Abbas Agarchi. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Commissioner Kurung Kume, Vishaka Yadav and Circle Officer Chow Wai Peng Manpung was today presented with the prestigious Prime Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2024 for the transformative initiative Project Digi Kaksa. While handing over the award, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post said that the groundbreaking project is a shining example of how innovation and dedication can bring the digital divide and bring quality education to the most remote corners of our state. Project Digi Kaksha stands as a beacon of hope and progress for students in far-flung and undeserved areas, Khandu added. In Uttarakhand, 6 pilgrims were killed and 1 injured this morning when a helicopter crashed near Gangnani in Uttarkashi district. The accident occurred while the private company's helicopter was en route from the Sahasradhara helipad in Dehradun to the Karsali helipad. The Punjab police have cancelled all leaves for officers and personnel with immediate effect, citing administrative reasons. Police sources stated that leave will only be granted in extraordinary circumstances. Similarly, personnel from the state health department have been put on alert. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.